With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Another 157 hectares of land has been protected by the Nature Conservancy of Canada in Port Jolly. The two sites, located near Thomas Riddell Provincial Park and Kejimkujik National Park, are composed of salt marshes, tidal flats, white sandy beaches, and stretches of intact Wabanaki or Acadian forest. The Nature Conservancy of Canada's Nova Scotia Program Director, Jamie Morozov, says adding the two sites to the surrounding protected areas will benefit wildlife.
To kind of create these corridors, you know, a lot of these species, I mean, the lichen isn't moving too far, but some of the rare birds, the migratory waterfowl, the mammals like the moose, they need a lot of land. They like to roam and move. And some of them are really particular about what they need for habitat. They need certain buffers or distances from disturbance.
Morozov says the Nature Conservancy bought one of the parcels of land at a tax sale from the region of Queens. The other was a donation by Nova Scotian author, journalist, and naturalist Dirk Van Loon. Morozov says people donating land for conservation can take advantage of the Canadian government's Ecological Gifts Program. Under that program, an individual's 50% capital gains tax on the donation is reduced to zero and can be carried forward 10 years. Established in 1995, the Ecological Gifts Program has protected over 211,000 hectares of land worth close to $1 billion by offering tax incentives to donors. Morozov says the Nature Conservancy is grateful for the large number of donations made over the years by residents of Queens.
Just from my own experience, there seems to be a lot of community support of people recognizing the value that this land has and, you know, really appreciating nature and wanting it to be there in the future.
Morozov says having so many landowners willing to donate to the Nature Conservancy is a recipe for great conservation work. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.